and welcome to Calling Monster Island, the podcast where Godzilla movies go from that's a lot of fish to that's a lot of trash. And with me today is the first of the three Ghidorah brothers, Each.
Hi.
Yeah, so finally we got another guest star besides Kong the Kid. So, let's get right into this. So, like with Kong the Kid, what we're going to be doing is basically interviewing Each here and asking him a lot of questions about Godzilla. Now, I am actually like close friends with Each, so I have watched a couple Godzilla movies with him before. So, let's get started. So, Each, my first question to you is Godzilla vs. Kong. I know you've not seen it, but have you seen, like, any trailers of it or anything?
No.
Okay. Do you like Godzilla?
Yes.
The most important question out of all of these, do you like Godzilla's son?
Yes.
Do you think he's very cute?
I mean, he's cute, but he's kind of ugly at the same time.
Okay. Great, we got another hater. Okay. It's fun! I get it. You're one of those kind of people. I get it. This is actually something I've never heard from Each before, so. Okay, I'm good. Okay. Second of all, King Kong. What do you like about King Kong?
I just like that he's a big monster and like he's actually good.
Who do you think is gonna win in Godzilla vs. Kong?
Godzilla for sure.
Well, spoilers, he does.
Obviously Godzilla is stronger than King Kong.
Yeah. So yeah. Next question I guess is who is your favorite Godzilla monster besides, of course, Godzilla or King Kong? I'll just name a few for you because I know you don't watch Godzilla movies all day long like I do. So, Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster, which obviously you're one of the Ghidorah brothers, so I guess you kind of would like him. Mothra, the giant moth. Rodan, the giant pterodon. Gabra, the guy who always bullies Mina, and of course Ghidorah, the smog monster. And if you got any others, then feel free.
The third one that you said.
Oh, you like Rodan the most? The giant pterodon? Okay. That is actually really good because our last guest host was not too fond of Rodan. So actually, this is really good. We have a Rodan fan on here. Okay, so. Hey, I'm willing to forgive you since you don't like Mina. I'm willing to forgive you if you like Rodan. Because Rodan is an unappreciated hench monster at most. So I guess the next question is, what are your favorite traits of Godzilla?
Like, what do you mean?
What is your favorite thing about the entire Godzilla franchise? You know, because Godzilla goes back so far. So what really is your favorite thing about Godzilla as a whole?
Straight up because he's a monster.
Okay. So yeah. You'd have to watch the original movie just to fully understand Godzilla, but I appreciate that you like him just because he's a monster. Okay, so I guess the next question is, what is your favorite Godzilla movie? So I know you've seen Godzilla, All Monsters Attack, I know you've seen, which is where Godzilla, his Godzilla, Mina, and Gabra, and Gabra's bullying Mina, and then I know you've seen Raids Again, and have you seen the not the newest one, but King of the Monsters from 2019?
No.
Okay. Well, out of the two you've seen, what is your favorite?
I like the second one that you said.
Okay. He's, like, covering his hands with his eyes. Okay. Raids Again. Everybody knows how I feel about Raids Again. Go listen to, like, episode 6. You can hear my thoughts about that. I'm not gonna trash that movie today because I got a guest host, so, you know. He keeps covering his hands with his eyes like, I'm not sad that I like Raids Again. No, it's good that you like Raids Again, okay? Well, there are not a lot of people out there who like it, so if you're a person who likes it, that's fine. So Raids Again is his favorite. That's good. I'm not mad about that. Finally, we got someone who likes Raids Again. So, I guess the other question I had for you was, Godzilla, should he be straight up just a monster and tear everything down? Or do you like it more when he is more human and he has a lot of emotion and he feels for other monsters?
I feel like, I just want him, like emotional. I like when he acts like a human.
So, you don't like Mina. You're a fan of Raids Again. But you like when he acts... Okay, you know what? This is fine. You have very unique opinions that not many people would agree with, which makes you very unique. That's good. We don't have a lot of unique people on this podcast because it's mostly just me and Kong the Kid. But anyways, let's ask you another question. So, out of every single, like, any Godzilla thing you have ever seen, do you like the music from Godzilla movies?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. People who don't like the music to Godzilla movies are usually really weird people. So I know you're unique, but you're still not a weird person. I actually have a Godzilla figure sitting right by me. This Godzilla design right here. This is a Final Wars Godzilla figure. Do you like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Good, because he's gonna sit here for a while. And he's gonna fall over! Great. Yeah, okay. he's just gonna stay there. What are some other questions that I could ask you? Well, you know what? I think we've been doing questions for long enough. Let's do a little free talk. So, talk about literally whatever Godzilla thing you want. I'm handing you the mic. You can ramble for like 10 minutes. Go.
Well, I like Godzilla.
And?
Well, he's a monster that I like.
And?
He's cool.
Okay. Sit down, person. I was gonna bring this out for our next guest that we were gonna have on, but let's talk about something other than Godzilla. Pick the subject.
Star Wars.
Nice! We're going to talk about Star Wars for a little bit. Now, just so we don't make any people, like, raging, like, berserker rage mad, We're not gonna really say what movies we like and dislike. We're just gonna talk about Star Wars and how we like the characters. So, I guess let me interview you about Star Wars. Okay, first of all, favorite Star Wars character?
Darth Maul.
Nice. Yeah, Darth Maul is really cool.
I love him.
Chewbacca is definitely my favorite, but Darth Maul would have to be, like, my second favorite, probably.
One of your favorites?
Yeah, definitely one of my favorites. So, we are going to say favorite Star Wars movie, just because, like, really, where would the interview be without that? So, favorite Star Wars movie?
Let me think for a second.
And you don't have to, like, list a name. You could just say which episode it is, but...
I like the newest episode.
Oh, the Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, I really love Rise of Skywalker.
That is...
Especially the end part.
It's episode 12.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Good. I'm not stupid. Okay. So, I guess let's also talk about, what is your favorite scene from Star Wars? Like, favorite battle, favorite line, favorite anything?
The end scene of Rise of Skywalker, like, when all of the ships came to attack.
Oh, that scene. That was really
That
cool.
was my favorite scene. I'm just amazed by it.
Yeah, the practical, like, computer-generated stuff and all the ships... That whole entire scene, like, all the lasers blasting at once, amazing. It was amazing. It was so cool. So, yeah, my favorite scene probably was in episode 4, A New Hope, when they're in the trash compactor.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, C-3PO and R2-D2 stop them from getting squished.
Yeah, I love that scene so much because A New Hope was actually the first Star Wars movie I ever saw. So I loved it so much because I was like, dude, they're in a freaking trash squisher. This is not okay. I don't want to see the big furry fuzzball known as Chewbacca get killed. Please, no, don't kill them. Because I totally thought all the characters were going to die because... See, C-3PO and R2-D2 were off wandering around, and the rest of them were just shooting the trash compactor like idiots.
Yeah, it made it go, like, that, like, made it actually compose, like, score them.
Compact?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is actually gonna be the last question of the episode before we do our bumpy bumps, because we're going a little bit over, because we got a full schedule. So, yeah. Last question. Star Wars and Godzilla and all the stuff we've talked about today. Out of all the stuff we've talked about today, would you like to be back on this podcast?
Yes.
Okay. We got another guest star for another day. And with that, I bid you a fair day. Now, the reason this took so long to make is because schedules and all kinds of stuff had to be arranged just perfectly. So, that's why it took so long. Sorry it took very long. I was just being kind of lazy also. So, yeah. Always remember, you know, subscribe, like the podcast, if you leave a review on iTunes, then I will read it out on the cast. I don't like doing shoutouts, but you know, it on your free time when you're not listening to this podcast, a really good podcast that is growing and growing on iTunes that I would love to support. Saved by the Belial, an Atrocious Ultraman podcast. Definitely go check them out. They are the makers of the Kaiju Apostle podcast, so their podcast, like, just collapsed in on them because of the schedule and everything. So definitely, 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 when you're not listening to this, go support Saved by the Bell, an atrocious Ultraman podcast. When I say an atrocious Ultraman podcast, that's not me saying that. That's literally the title. So, yeah. And with that, I say to you all, have a nice day. Oh, and we were actually going to record yesterday, and we were going to do Son of Godzilla, because we were going to do a Father's Day special. But then I was like, you know what? My guest star can't be here. And so we waited. So we did a whole other thing. So, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye to the world.
Yeah. Go get yourself lost. Go find some Godzilla stuff. See ya.
Bye.